Melissa Locker, culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and The Takeaway. So do you want to lord it over us that you get to go to Coachella and we don't, or do you want to just preview the festival like a normal reporter would do?
I feel like I could do both at the same time, honestly.
Let's do it.
Okay, so this weekend I am going to Coachella. How about you?
This weekend I am cleaning out the garage.
Well, honestly, if you don't feel like going out to the Palm Desert and standing around in 100-degree heat with, you know, blazing sun and dust storms wailing through and fields of bros as far as you can see, you could just watch YouTube and watch these shows and get a really good sense of what's happening out in the world. But there are some incredible people performing, and people that you don't get to see very often, and people performing what may be their first Coachella sets ever and some of their first festival sets ever. For instance, Hans Zimmer, who you definitely heard his work before because he is the guy behind, he's a composer who writes film scores for things like Planet Earth 2, for a lot of Disney movies, for things like The Crown and Boss Baby. There are so many movies that he has been responsible for, and he's going to be performing some of his scores for the first time live.
There is such a interest in the music and merging of film and music, that something like that is viable at a festival like Coachella, where it really wouldn't have been 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah, I'm personally really interested to see him because I want to see how he's bringing everything to life. You know, he's going to have big screens, he's going to have a big captured audience of people really looking at him performing the work instead of kind of seeing his work as ancillary to the film itself.
But I'm thinking, where are the Woodstock moments here, you know, of bands that, you know, go back to the 70s and 80s.
Well, don't worry. There are some bands that go back to the 70s and 80s for anyone looking to, you know, get their dad jeans on.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm.
Bands like Toots and the Maytals.
Oh, love them.
I mean, they're still good. And just because they were around back in the day doesn't mean they're not still really, really good.
I mean, this, we could do the whole hour.
Yeah, we could just sit here and listen to Toots and the Maytals and be so happy about it.
And I will have a really clean garage, too.
Yeah, because, you know, pressure drop while you hold clothes. It is you,
you. Oh, yeah. How has Coachella changed?
Well, I think that they have kind of an online presence in a lot of these places. You're going to see playlists, you're going to see new bands to watch. And I think a lot of the Coachella really allows artists who are kind of up and coming to also get in front of people who would never necessarily see them before. And like, while you may be able to find them on your like Spotify curated playlists, being able to see them live is going to be incredible. Like, if you're lucky enough to see the artist Mitski, you're set.
Life changing?
You know, it depends what you need to change in your life, but it could change your life if you, you know, hit it at exactly the right moment and exactly the right time.
You know, I became a Radiohead fan, and it did change my life. They're co-headlining Coachella. What does that even mean?
So Coachella's divided up into three nights, and there are a headliner every single night. So there's Radiohead. Beyonce was originally supposed to schedule, but I don't know if you know this, but she's pregnant.
Oh.
With twins.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so Lady Gaga's actually headlining, and I don't know if Lady Gaga's exactly the same level as Beyonce, but Lady Gaga will be performing. And the third headliner, though, is the one I'm most excited about, which is Kendrick Lamar. He's a kind of funny place where in his career, because he's up and coming, but he's also headlining Coachella, which is huge. Don't tell a lie on me. I won't tell the truth about you. Don't tell a lie on me. I won't tell the truth about you. He just announced his brand new album, and it has some featured guests who people are going to know, like U2. That's right. Kendrick Lamar has U2 as a featured guest on his new album. But don't forget that there's a lot of stuff for other people, too, like New Order. My personal favorite. They just put out an album last year, and they're going to have a very, very crowded festival tent.
Melissa Locker, culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and The Takeaway, and you're doing a gig for Fast Company, is that right?
I am. I've been writing some stuff for Fast Company. Not very much entertainment, but lots of news.
Keep that career going.
Thank you. I'll try.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.